place to pray.
Amen.
Just gotta go in. Oh, y'all know there will be one day soon. God is good, that's right. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would just do what it is that you have in your heart to do for this family today, Lord God. Our young people that sung, prayed their hearts out. So that somebody be changed up in here today. You know, I tell you, it's able, God, to do and take their joy, take their heart, take their minds for your glory. Take us to now. Words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight and in the sight of the family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 We were talking about eagles and things last week, I believe. Amen.
Amen.
And we were focusing on a little bit on eaglet school, getting out of eaglet school, and how the Lord will continue to take you up to a place and drop you off and come down and catch you, so until you learn how to be an eagle, amen?
Amen.
Once you're an eagle, you don't have to have the drop and the catch release program over and over again, because you know that you now can rely on your wings, amen.
Amen.
Today we find out how to use our wings. We find out that there's things that hold us back from flying around like the Lord would want us to fly around. We get stuck in certain things. You know, God desires that we remember not the former things of our lives. Because you were different before you came to Jesus. You were a different person. You did not know him. You did not serve him. You served yourself. Let's face it, for the most part, you know, it was all about, okay, it was all about me before I came to Jesus. I know y'all would have, you know, it wasn't an angle in it for me. More than likely, I wasn't probably going to show up. If it wasn't something that I could get from it, some benefit, it was about me. Today's message hopefully will help you know that while it is about you, it's not all about you. The Bible wants us to consider the former things no more. That they're old, and when we were doing those old things, they were not of God anyway. Amen.
Amen.
You were not of God, so they couldn't possibly be godly. They might be nice things. We were talking about some nice people yesterday. Do lots of nice what?
Things.
Nice things. That doesn't mean that they're godly. God wants you to press on in order that he might do a new thing with your Be light. Somebody say press on.
Press on.
You're going to say that a lot today. God wants you to press on so that he can take that old stuff and throw it into a place of forgetfulness, and throw it into that place of uselessness, throw it into that place where only time that you think about it is when you know you're not going back there no more. Take it and put it someplace where it can only be used for a testimony. God wants you to remember those things no more. He wants you to press on. But see, sometimes we don't even recognize what the things are. But the message hopefully will help you with this. You know, we can faithfully do this. We can faithfully do it. We can believe God at his word. Or you're going to get stuck. You're going to get stuck. Devil's not to be played with. We can do this obediently. Add something to your faith and just, like the commercials say, just do it the way the Lord wants you to do it. And he'll show you that it has a benefit. He'll do that. We can respectfully do it because other people won't understand why you don't want to do that no more. Why you don't act that way no more. 40 years later, they still got people still looking for me to show back up. Are you serious? We can do it with understanding, knowing that God inspired the apostle Paul to say, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, I'm ready to press on.
I'm ready to press on.
There's a reason many of us can't press on today. Are you listening to me? I'm just going to try to teach you. You know, sometimes I have these messages and the paper gets all dirty, or I get off the paper and I believe it's a good thing, good Lord, when we come off. And then sometimes he sets me down and he makes me write this stuff. And I want to make sure you get it today.
Amen.
Let's start someplace. Let's turn with me to Isaiah 43. God wants you to first know that he's commanding you to a place where you can push the button in your life and say, that's not me anymore. Amen?
Amen.
That's not what's going to happen in my house anymore. That's not what's going to happen in my relationships anymore. That's the end of that. That's the end of how I treat people. That's the end of how I think about myself. That's the end of letting the world have its way with me. Come on, somebody. God's trying to help you today. Because if you believe the report of the Lord, if you today, God's going to recover some things for you. Look at verse 18 and 19. It says, first go back to 15 because I want you to know who's saying it. It says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Is he your King?
Yes.
Is he your King?
Yes.
If he's your King, you can start pressing on today. Knowing that he not only has commanded you, knowing that he has not only your best interest in heart, knowing that he not only wants you to come on so that you can get on to the place where he's calling you, where Zion is calling you. Knowing that you can get on to the place where you can now be fruitful. The King says, over in 18, He says he wants you to remember ye not the former what?
Things.
He says he wants you to remember not the former things. I have to stop right there for a minute because the Lord is trying to tell you you're going to get stuck. Somebody hit me today. The reason why you can't fix it. The reason why it doesn't get better. The reason why you can't stop it. The reason why it won't go away. The reason why you're afraid of it. The reason why your heart still come on somebody. Because God has told you to remember not. The former things. Anybody else? I'm not in the, yeah, is God on anybody's street this morning? Yeah. He says, I put it in the second part, he says, neither consider. Lord have mercy. Do you see what's wrong with folk? You see why they're on the couch? You see why they're taking the pills? You see why they're jumping on bridges? You see why they're breaking up homes? You see why their children are out of control? Because they get stuck. And not believe in the Lord when he says, I'm going to do. Let's look. Let's look. Verse 19 says, behold. He said only behold because he know he wasn't paying attention in 18. And he wasn't listening in 15. Are you listening now, please? Somebody say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
I'm ready to press on.
I'm ready to press on.
He says, behold. I am the Lord. Who? Not the banker. Who? Not your boss. Who? Not your mama. Not your daddy. He says, I. You understand? I get stuck on the word, y'all, because you know we're gonna call somebody. We're gonna talk to somebody. Can't do nothing for you. He says, behold, I will do a new thing. And it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? He says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers into deserts. You've been walking in some wilderness places unless you understand the Lord has asked you to remember not the former things. That don't even consider them because you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. He wants you to know that if you don't believe him, you're going to get stuck in the desert someplace. You're out there in the wilderness. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise. He's trying to bring you out the wilderness. You're thinking, it seems right, but God is saying it's not right. He says, I want you to know how to think now. You've been in this place so long, it seems like it's right. But the struggle can be over for you today. The struggle you've been having. The place you've been stuck in, the wilderness that you've been stuck in, that desert place, that dry place, where you can't even feel his presence, he's trying to tell you, I will do a new thing. If you stop going back to the former things, neither remember them. No. Why will we remember them? We will remember them because we're guilty. We will remember them because they made us sing. We remember them because somebody hurt us. We remember them because we're afraid to go forward. We remember them because we're brokenhearted. We remember them because we have unforgiveness in our heart. Somebody hear me this morning. Somebody please hear me this morning. I'm trying to break some shackles up in here today so we can praise God. Please. I'm begging you. Amen.
can you come to this place when it seems like you can't even forgive yourself, when it seems like you can't even stop yourself, when it seems like your heart's so broken, you can't ever recover, when it seems like you can't have, that you can't get out of that place of fear, when it seems like your self-esteem so low, you let anybody say and do and have you and work on you any old kind of dumbest way they want to. You haven't believed the Lord. Mm-hmm. Not that you're not saved. I didn't say that. But you haven't believed the Lord for your recovery. Mm-hmm. For your renewing. Mm-hmm. For your pressing on. Look at me with verse 25. You see, because if you will be, if you can believe today that who? The Lord. Who the creator, who the great I am, who the one that went to the cross for you, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Him, he says in verse 25, I am he that blot out my transgressions for my own sake. I keep telling you it's not all about you. I keep telling you it's about you, but it's not all about you. And will not what? And will not remember thy sins. You know how many people are stuck in their wilderness. You know how many people are stuck in their desert places. You know how many homes are broken. You know how many children are struggling. Do you know what the devil is having a way with up in him and in this world because of this verse alone? People feeling so guilty they can never press on. People so full of fear they can never press on. People so full of anger they can never. People so full of all kinds of this and all kinds of that. Their hearts are broken. Their minds are broken. Their wills are broken. Their self-esteem is broken. Somebody hear me up in here this morning. And you need to press
on.
Don't let the devil have you. God of the universe says, I will do a new thing with you. I'm not going to hold it against you. I don't even want to remember it anymore. And now he says, because I'm doing this for you, I want you to do it for you. I not only want you to do it for you, I want you to do it for my sake, so that I can use you, so that I can send you, so that I can show forth my glory in you. He's not holding it against you. You stop holding it against yourself. God is trying to get you down to press toward the mark of the high calling he's created in you in Christ Jesus. Your Savior, somebody give God a hand clap of praise. You've been walking around in this place too long. The struggle can be over for you today. The struggle is God can come for you today. The happiness can come for you today. And it's not about what nobody else say. It's not about what nobody else do. It's not nobody can stop the great one who says, I will do. You don't have to wait on me. You don't have to wait on your spouse. You don't have to wait on your mother. You don't have to wait on your brother. You don't have to wait on your paycheck. The Lord said, do you understand? Trying to break you loose. And if you're so free, then he should be able to use you. And you should be able to use your wings. And you should be pressing on. Pressing on. He says, I'm not going to hold you this anymore. I'm going to forget that thing. Then when you weren't walking with me, when you weren't working and listening to me, I'm going to throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. And I now am telling you to stop feeling guilty. Stop feeling ashamed. Stop holding against yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Stop! Because now you're holding up my glory. Now I'm going to send you so somebody else can see. Mm-hmm. So you can open up your mouth and show forth his praise. Praise somebody. Give God glory. Yes. Isn't it sweet? Isn't it sweet? The world keeps bringing it up. The world keeps throwing it at you. The world will say you can't make it. The world will say it's dead. The world will say it's all, it's not working anymore. The world will say you might as well walk out the door. Lord, I don't worry about me no more. Get out this place. But God says, I am a new thing. But you got a revelation coming now. Mm-hmm. He's doing the new thing from the old. From the old thing. Lord, did you blow your mind on that one? You missed that one, I think. He took your stink. He took your mess. He took that stuff that was broken. He took your life that wouldn't run right. He said, give it to me. Let me have it. Let me work on it. Let me fix it. I will do a new thing with it. You're going to try to get some mess. You're going to go down to the ABC. You're going to go over to the corner. You're going to get on your knees and try to shoot some crap. You're going to try to work harder. Give it some more hours. You are going to try to fix it. You're going to try to call somebody. But the Lord says, I will take the mess. Yes. Put an L on it. Mm-hmm. Call it blessed. Mm-hmm. You'll do it. Mm-hmm. You'll do it. The Apostle Paul understood these things. Mm-hmm. He understood how to handle tough spots. Mm-hmm. The text that we read from this morning, when he says that you ought to press on towards the mark. You might not realize that Brother Paul was confined to a jail cell. You might have thought he was having a good time. You might have thought he was not acquainted with trouble. You might have thought he never been through anything. Yet he kept his eye on Christ and trusted him firmly as his what? His Savior, knowing that no matter what, he could press on. And today, you can press on. If you hear the words of the Lord coming forth today, you can overcome today.
Yes,
if you hear the voice of the Lord today, you can be a fixer. Yes, if you hear the voice of the Lord today who said, I will. Mm-hmm. I will. The one that hangs stars in the sky. I will. The one that makes the sun come up over and over and over and over and over and over again says, I
will do a new thing with you. Anybody wants a new business with the Lord to do the Lord today? Anybody wants a new thing from the Lord today? Therefore, you know, despite the chains that Paul had on him, he still said, I can do. despite the chains he had on him, he still says, I rejoice in the Lord, and again I say,
rejoice
in the Lord. He says, rejoice always in the Lord. You might have thought he was having some great fare to him. You might have thought he was out on the Mediterranean on his vacation, on the Carnival Cruise. You might have thought he was on his way to the Bahamas. But the man was chained up to another man in an awful sticky jail. The jail that they have now, they are comfortable. These jails didn't have no running water. Your thing was over there in the corner, and that's where your thing was. And they throw the food down the hole. I knew all things through Christ who strengthens me. But we'll moan and we'll groan and we'll feel all pity. We won't release the shame. We won't release the pain. We won't release the hurt. We won't release the guilt. We won't press on. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to now, they're stuck. They're so stuck. Their lives are so stuck. Still telling me about stuff that they were doing and how they did it and what they messed up. And well, they can't go back and fix it. Well, don't worry about it. The Lord said, neither consider it. When you think about it, it's his, and he will turn it around. He will take that mess. You will be surprised when it starts coming back up. Blessed. God will show you that he can take your foolishness and then he can take it and make it into his wisdom.
That's right.
His power. Y'all believe God today?
Yes.
Y'all believe God today? Yes. Some yokes will be broken up in here today. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's slick. And if you knew the devil was lying to you, you'll probably do something about it. But I'm telling you right now, he that is free indeed. God telling you right now, you can press on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Listen to me, this wouldn't be in the Bible. Listen to me, young folk. Listen to me, old folk. Listen to me, young men. Listen. This would not be in the Bible if the Lord didn't want you to know it. If you had it all by yourself, he wouldn't have wasted his word on it. If you could do it all by yourself, he wouldn't have to say, I will do it. I will help you. I will come alongside you. You wouldn't have to put it in. So what do we do? We try to be a DIY, do it yourself. Amen? We'll get the book. Reading them calls dummies. Mm-hmm. You'll create another coach. He thinks more of you than you think of yourself. He says, I love you. I can't let them beat the mess out of me so that you can be blessed. You're no dummy. Come unto me, all that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take upon my yoke upon you, for it is easy. My burdens are light. Why you let people call you dummy? Why you call you a dummy? Why is your self-esteem low? Why do you let the world say you're not pretty? Why do you let the world say you're not beautiful? Why do you want the world to find who you should be, how you should look, where you should wear, how you should go? Why do you feel shame and pain? Why do you think you can smoke enough dope? Why do you think you can drink enough drink? Why? We're always trying to DIY it. Come on, God wants to break it today. Are you going to let him break it in you today?
Yes.
Are you going to finally let him break it in you today? If you just give God some glory today. Focusing on Christ, focusing on God's promise, is not a natural response, and it is not easy. That's why he says, look up into the hills from which cometh your help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The scripture did not say, look to the left, look to the right, call your mama, call your daddy, call somebody who don't even love me, let them call your dummy, call somebody that look, I will do. You see why people stuck? You see how the devil can not have himself a ball up in here? Up in there. We keep going back to the hurt. Come on, somebody. We keep going back to the pain. We keep going back to the shame. We keep going back to the unforgiveness. We keep going back to the time when we were just like that. We keep going back to what people used to think about us. We keep stewing over it and over and over in our mind. We keep reliving the pain and the difficulty. And as a result, you never get past it. Oh, you might smile. You might have on nice clothes. You might even look like an eagle. But I guarantee you're not flying. Unless you learn how to press on to the mark. If you never leave it behind, the trouble is always going to be there. It's always going to scare you. It's always going to trouble you. That's what trouble is. It's there to correct what is trying to be corrected by God in you. It's there to try to bend it back its way. It's going to hold on to you. It might be all up in the recesses of your mind. You can't sometimes put your head on the pillow because you have not pressed on. Some folks live with an overwhelming sense of defeat because we never press on. My friends, God wants to do a new thing in your life. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that today?
Yes.
Even if you're ready to press on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, say, press on, preacher.
Press on, preacher.
Then the preacher is going to say to you right now, stop it. Stop it. Stop reliving the past like it's some kind of comfort blanket. Some mess that God wants to turn around and call blessed. God says, stop reliving it. Stop going there like it's going to change your future. Like it's making you feel good. Like it's making you happy. Like it's making your family happy. God says, stop it. My friends, if you keep going back to the past for anything other than to remember what God has done for you, you're living in the past. My friends, if you keep going back to the past for any other thing but to not make the same mistake
twice,
then you're living in the. And God says he wants you to stop living in the past. He wants you to remember not the former things, neither consider them. Can you be that kind of eagle for the Lord? So the devil doesn't hold you down. The devil can see you. He's sitting back there. He was there when you slipped. And he can be there when you soar off into the highs of heaven. He'll be there and say, oh, he's the eagle now. That one's not going to work. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
God wants you to put the devil under.
That's it.
Come on, somebody. You know. Let me show you. I know Paul that I am not perfect. Amen.
Amen.
Let me show you what seems to be, because I know you go home and read and you'll be confused. Verse 19 in Philippians, verse 12 in Philippians, and 3 says this. You there, but did you keep place and lose it? Should be there now, amen? He says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Somebody say, what?
What?
Go ahead. It's okay. He deep like that. All that Paul was saying, the demon slayer, they rejoice always, and I say always rejoice. To be the one that says, I learned to be content when others stand. Amen. The one that says that I can do. That one says basically in this verse, I am not perfect. He said, either were already perfect. He said, but I press on. And so that you now know what 12 means. When you get to 14, I don't want you to be like, this doesn't make sense. He just got finished saying that I ain't perfect, but I press. He says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And then when he gets to 15, this is when you start scratching your head. He says, let us therefore as many as what?
Be perfect.
The man just said he wasn't perfect. What is he talking about? Man, he said that as many of us be perfect. How can you not be perfect and be perfect? Because the blood, the mature Christian, the eagle, not the eaglet. who won't get out the nest, but the one that is testing his wings and growing up in the Lord, the one that's pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, he says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything was, God should reveal it. And God is trying to reveal in you some of those former things that keep you from flying. They keep you from pressing on. Somebody say, I got them. Paul, Paul, come on. If you said Paul said he had them. Get off your religious high. Get off that thing that makes you feel like you're in control. Paul said, I got them, but I know this. I press. I press towards Mark. If you want to be free, God is telling you how to be, not only in your weakness, be strong. In your imperfectness, if you just turn it over to the Lord so he can do a new thing in you. If you turn it over to the Lord so that he can work it out, if you just believe the report of the Lord up in here today, if you believe that the Lord said that I don't even want you to think about those old things anymore other than to bring me glory. Tell somebody how I brought you over. Tell somebody how I helped you. Tell somebody how I saved you. Tell somebody how I found you. You can even tell them sometimes where I found you, because of my heart in it. And they don't think I can fix it.
Yeah.
Paul says, I ain't perfect. Stand naked like you ain't no sin. Man, he's called you a saint.
That's right.
Therefore, as many of you that be perfect, you can press on. Do you believe God today?
Yes.
Do you believe God today? It should not be an unhappy eye of you. God can fix it. If you believe God today, even though it might be broken, even though it might hurt, even though it might not feel good, I'm telling you, if you believe God today, he said, I will. Get yourself out the way right now. Get your high, heavy horse out of the way. Get your eaglet flying, won't get out the nest out of the way. You let God, he'll fix you. He'll fix you. Anybody want God to fix it today? Anybody need God to fix something with them today? Because we're going to come back to this message. This message is just starting. Amen?
Amen.
Because I believe there's some people that God wants to send you to. I keep telling you, it's not all about you. While he's fixing you, while he's working on you, while he's showing forth his glory and praise and his handiwork in you, while you are now running just fine, he wants you to now don't get all comfortable, don't get all hippity hoppity horse, don't get all high minded, don't get all like you were never broken. Hallelujah! He wants you to press.
Yes.
So that somebody else who's lost who's lonely, who's broken, who don't even know they're broken, who don't even know that they okay what people call them dummies, who don't even know that self-esteem is in the gutter, who don't even know that they don't even know that they don't even know that the devil is having their way, his way with their home, with their mind, with their family, with their finances, with their situation, with their circumstances. He wants you to press on and let you pop up in front of a few of them every now and then so that you can start. One time, I didn't know how it could fly, but I didn't know Jesus. I was just an eaglet. I wasn't even an eagle at the time. But the Lord came down from glory and saved me, put me in the nest, covered me with his wings. He covered me with his grace and mercy. He fixed me. He fixed my heart. He fixed my mind. I don't know all about it, but all I know right now, I believe I can fly. I believe that the Lord fixed my life. He turned me around, and I'm so grateful. I'm not a theologian. I'm not a preacher, but I'll tell you about the one who saved my soul. I'll tell you about the one who fixed me. I'll tell you about the one who got me out of the gutter when I was walking. Tell somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And you can press.